We often speak about living for Jesus, don't we? However, it was while I was reading an article in this month's Woman Alive, I commend it to ladies, to you, I was challenged to consider what living with Jesus is all about, what it really means. Under the title, What's the Best Thing About Living Life with Jesus?, five prominent Christian females have shared very briefly their response to this question. Now, I'd considered this morning perhaps inviting people from the congregation to share in the same vein, but somehow the meeting took a different turn, really, the way that the Lord has inspired. But, of course, that doesn't stop you over coffee or tea or putting up whatever you're doing after the meeting, you're getting ready for the afternoon, sharing with somebody what's the best thing about living life with Jesus for you. You may find that you have different things, but that's good because we're a variety of people and we have different feelings and different thoughts. If you think about our meeting this morning, we've actually been following through this theme. In our opening meeting, the opening song rather, the questions were posed, why should life a weary journey seem? Why should I my cross a burden deem, particularly if Jesus is my light and song? And we reminded ourselves in that song that Christ himself, companion, is of mine. Is that not living with Jesus? Again, we sang a song, but 10,000 reasons for my heart to just find to praise the Lord in my living with him from almost birth to death. We watched the DVD, Father's Love Letter, in which we discovered, we were reminded how we've been created by God, his intimate knowledge of each one of us, his desire to be in relationship with us, and how possible this is through the Holy Spirit. The band reminded us of the words in Darren Shaw's A Guardian of My Soul, that the Lord knows our name and where we're going. Guardian of our soul. He can't be the guardian of our soul unless we are living life with him. The world of Gummy Bear, which is a frightening world. Gummy Bear needs to have companionship and to know love and to feel living in fellowship. The Songsters, the song of dedication by Herbert Booth. Walking with my Saviour, heart in heart, none can part. Actually, the whole song, as you are aware, if you were able to hear the words, speak of the benefits that come from living life with Jesus. And we have just been singing about being set apart for Jesus and what that means to us. His life in us increasing as we feast upon his love. You know, it seems to me, particularly in that reading from 1 John 1 into chapter 2, that living life with Jesus reveals itself constantly in positive ways. Living in the light, living in the truth, living in a state of forgiveness, living in fellowship with fellow believers. I read this on the internet from a site called whatchristianswanttoknow.com. I commend it to you. A lady by the name of Crystal McDowell has written this. There's a presence of God in those who walk in the light. I don't know whether we're able to have the words up, Nathan. If we are, that would be helpful. And thank you for what you're doing down there today, you and Cheryl. There's a presence of God in those who walk in the light. They aren't always aware of the light, but it's evident in how they speak, act and think about life, work, family and the Christian faith. The light that is within all believers exposes and drives out the darkness. Satan and his demons can't stand the light of Jesus Christ in his people. It goes on in this particular thoughts. Crystal McDowell goes on to cite 7 great Bible verses about walking in the light. But actually, I don't want us to even think about it just as walking in the light. I want to think of it as living life with Jesus. So, for example, here's the first one, walk or live in the light to keep from stumbling. Here are words from the psalmist, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk, that I may live before God in the light of life. Walk life. Walk or live in the light, so you will be blessed. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk, who live in the light of your presence. Walk, live in the light as your spiritual birthright. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk, let us live in the light of the Lord. Walk, live in the light instead of darkness. The people walking, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Walk, live in the light of Jesus, because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So it naturally follows that we should walk, that we should live in the light, as children of light. You're going to have the light just a little while longer, said Jesus. Walk, live while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks or lives in the dark does not know where they're going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you become children of light. And walk and live in the light to have a right relationship with others. If we walk, if we live in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin. This is about communion with Christ, about living and letting him live within us and living our daily life, our daily walk with Jesus. Crystal McDowell concludes her thoughts, and she adds quite a lot of thoughts on each of these verses. To walk or live in the light is to have a daily commitment to living out a righteous life. Those who are compelled to walk or to live in the light resist fellowship with the darkness of the devil, the world, or the flesh. Walking, living in the light renews and refreshes us within, so that we are empowered to be a refreshment to those around us, to bless each other, to be a blessing, to show Jesus to each other. Jesus said to his disciples that there would come a time when he would leave them, but he wouldn't leave them on their own, because he would send for them another counselor, an advocate, a comforter, to be with them forever. And how would they know him? They would know him, for he lives with them and be in them. He will live in you and be in you. And the truth about our living in communion with Christ reveals itself through the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.